This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, January 15th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. House Agriculture Committee Democrats plan to introduce sweeping legislation that would provide nearly $30 billion in economic relief for farmers, delay cost charges and food aid for low-income Americans, and end President Trump's across-the-board tariffs. The legislation revisits a partisan nutrition battle over SNAP cuts, as well as a lack of adequate farm assistance and opposition to trade policy. The Farm and Family Relief Act will call for about $29 billion in one-time payments to financially strained farmers across a broader group of agriculture sectors. That would include $5 billion to specialty crop farmers. The text of the legislation is expected to be released next week. It would also postpone by 4 years a cost shift from the federal government states in providing food assistance. House Ag Ranking Member Angie Craig says the Trump bridge payments are not enough.
But we can't cover the full losses of this administration. They have been too tremendous, unlike our Republican colleagues who in that first tranche of farm relief, they picked winners and losers among the commodities groups. Big loser were specialty crops in our country, sugar beet growers. We refuse to pick between winners and losers among farmers and families because both are incredibly important and both are hurting.
House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson balked at the Democratic plan. He said, "We need additional assistance, but I don't think we need $29 billion. The Pennsylvania Republican has said previously that at least $10 billion more in aid was needed. Craig anticipates support from states and communities who need more time to shoulder the added expense of nutrition programs.
The National Governors Association, which of course is comprised of Republicans and Democratic governors across this country, just this last week issued a letter to the administration saying they need more time for the cost shift. This is putting tremendous pressure on our state budgets. And in 10 states across the country, including mine in Minnesota, the burden is actually borne at the county level. So my counties have been issuing new levies, 10%, 15% property tax increases. So my Republican colleagues rail all the time about unfunded mandates to the states. This is exactly what this is.
Ag committee leaders in Anaheim this week agreed that farm programs would see legislative action this year, but Craig doubts the timeline.
He's indicating a markup the last week of February, I believe. Now there's some attendance issues on the Ag Committee with the unfortunate death of Mr. LaMalfa as well as Mr. Baird's health. So we'll see how that goes. But, I would expect late February, early March. But I wouldn't be surprised if the optimist timeline moves again either.
The Minnesota Democrat also warned there are poison issues that should not be a part of Farm Bill 2.0 debate.
There are some very strong, what I would call poison pills, that they are still discussing, and I've been clear that it will be very difficult to get widespread Democratic support. And frankly, their own members are going to come under tremendous pressure from the Make America Healthy Again movement if preemption for pesticides is included in their farm bill. So it remains to be seen whether or not they heed our advice and put forward a clean Farm Bill program.
The proposed legislation would curb President Trump's ability to wage tariff fights with key U.S. trading partners, including Canada and Mexico. Craig said it shouldn't be a red versus blue issue to look out for our family farmers who need our communities and are caught in a trade war they did not ask for. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio February 25th through 27th for their 30th anniversary celebration. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge farm technology from over 400 exhibitors. All designed to power your farm's profitability forward. Don't miss 30 years of agriculture excellence in the heart of Texas. Head to commodityclassic.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.